A tropical paradise turns into a crime scene. From the University of Michigan, this is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is investigating the mutilation and death of a green sea turtle in Hawaii. Those turtles are protected under the Endangered Species Act. Heidi Chang reports the death of this particular turtle is causing an uproar in Hawaii.
The north shore of Oahu is a popular gathering place for about 24 Hawaiian green sea turtles. One of the favorites was a 275-pound turtle called Honey Girl. Joanne Pettigrew is with Malama Nahonu. It's a group of volunteers that protects the turtles. Pettigrew says the community is outraged over the killing of Honey Girl earlier this month.
I was in shock, in disbelief that anyone could remove the breastplate, cut off the flipper, dismember this beautiful creature, Honey Girl, with a beautiful shell.
Private citizens in Hawaii and as far away as Canada have raised more than $7,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person who killed the turtle. The Princeton Review released its college rankings today and for the first time listed a green rating. It was based on whether students can live a, quote, healthy and sustainable life on campus, how well the school is preparing students for a world that's defined by environmental challenges, and the school's overall commitment to environmental issues. You can just Google Princeton Review Rankings to see all of the ratings. This is the Environment Report. I don't know about you, but scrubbing sinks and tubs, not exactly my favorite thing, but somebody's got to do it. So when you go to the household cleansers aisle at the store, you see some pretty strong chemicals on the labels. Karen Kelly and her daughter found some more natural alternatives.
I just got back from my neighborhood grocery store, and we're starting to mix up an all-purpose cleaner.
Okay. We need borax, which we have, Castel soap, hot water.
We have that. We can just turn on the sink and make hot water.
And vinegar.
Do we have vinegar?
Yes.
Vinegar? Good. And Mom, we have hot water.
I got this idea after my daughter and I developed a skin rash after I used a caustic bathroom cleaner. So I called Lindsay Coulter, who concocted a bunch of cleaning recipes for the David Suzuki Foundation.
You know, if you talk to your grandmothers and your great aunts, you'll find out that they too used things like washing soda, baking soda, white vinegar, and, just a basic Castel soap. And, of course, a lot of the things you're cooking with anyway, so you probably already have it in your kitchen. And the benefit, I mean, just peace of mind that you know actually what goes into it.
So we mixed up some batches of all-purpose cleaner and tub scrubber. The scrubber has baking soda, vinegar, which is a natural disinfectant, Castel soap, and water. The results?
Wait, this too.
Did you get that spot over there?
The tub looked great. And then there's the cost. Brand name all-purpose cleaning sprays are about $4 a bottle where I live. It cost me just $1 and about 5 minutes to fill that same bottle with my own mix. The same goes for the tub scrubber, the powdered laundry soap, and the dish soap. So, it's cheap, it's easy to make, and best of all, I don't have to worry about a chemical reaction after a soak in the tub.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
Karen's got a budding public radio journalist there. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. Your company or organization could become a sponsor of the Environment Report. Contact us at feedback@environmentreport.org.